Yeah, and your comments, of course, 0725671567 via WhatsApp, or call at any time to be part of the conversation, 0214460567. Now 16 past 10. My name Clarence, a privilege to be with you through till 12 o'clock today. And next up, we're talking about funeral parlors that are hit hard by load shedding. Story in Independent Online talks about the impact of load shedding left undertakers fighting to maintain their reputation with no support as well from government. The South African Funeral Practitioners Association urging people to consider burying their loved ones within 4 days to ease pressure on the industry. Association members said they made compromises just to please their clients to ensure that they bury their loved ones with dignity, even if it meant diminishing profit margins. Dududu Maganu is the spokesperson for the National Funeral Practitioners Association. He joins us on the line from Johannesburg. Welcome to Dudu. Great to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us, and good morning to your listeners as well.
We've kind of drilled down on the impact of load shedding, and we were and are constantly surprised at what we are finding. People are reeling in so very many sectors. Maybe you can just start off by telling us how your association members are impacted.
I'm not sure if you could if it's possible to really paint an exact picture so that people can get an idea of how hard or gloomy things are looking currently. It's quite hard. Small businesses are affected immensely. The load shedding is causing a lot of damage to equipment. It's causing, we're having a lot of challenges. Well, most people sort of think the only parts that are affected when it comes to mortuaries are just the cold rooms or the fridges. But load shedding affects administration as well. It affects your telephone lines, network. Clients can't get hold of you. That causes frustration, particularly when you're working with or having to deal with deaths that occur at home. So the amount of frustration that happens to when clients cannot get hold of you to report a death for you to come through and remove the body. But also, one of the other challenges that comes with that is the battling of getting paramedics to come through and do a declaration. Sometimes it takes up to 5 hours just to get a paramedic to come through so that you can get a declaration form so that you are able to remove the body or take the body to your cold room.
Sure.
And then from there, you're dealing with issues of, in some areas, you're dealing with issues of traffic. That affects you with you taking the body to the storage, and sometimes when you are delivering the bodies, then you're stuck in hours and hours of traffic because there's no traffic lights, and then you get to the issues of the cold rooms, the mortuaries, where the cost of the diesel and petrol for undertakers, the consumption is just too high. In the past, the undertakers have had to cushion and absorb those costs, but the costs are becoming unbearable. Some small undertakers are facing closure because they can no longer absorb this cost anymore. So, some undertakers have resorted to passing on the cost to the client. So at the end of the day, the client also, is at the end of the suffering more because of load shedding. The prices are increasing, the services are increasing. A number of underwriters will be reviewing their premiums at the end of January. They're already doing that, and a number of undertakers will be increasing their premiums as well. So at the end of the day, the consumer is taking this and will suffer more. The mortuaries and the generators were used for backup in when you have a loss of power. But particularly when you're on stage 4 and 6, that's not a loss of power. The generators have now become the mainstream electricity. So that is a problem when you have a generator that's running for more than 12 hours to give you power in the business. So the petrol consumption as well, you find that you are spending more than 400 rands a day just to make sure that you've got diesel in your in your generator. That's just too much. And you cannot afford to say, you know, there's a day where you want to rush and switch off the fridges because there's nobody in the fridge. So, you know, a fridge is something that needs to be on 24/7. Because you find that you have you receive a body on a Monday, you receive another body on a Wednesday, so you know the fridge has to be on constantly. So those are some of the issues that we are dealing with, and you also have issues with theft. You know, when power is gone and areas are dark for long periods of time, now you have thieves are getting an advantage as well. Cable theft. You have issues with people breaking into the offices. I've heard reports of some undertakers being broken into. So this is a problem for them because now you have to deal with the insurance claims after that. And how with load shedding, the forecast looking much gloomier. I mean, it's going to be with us for another 2 to 3 years. So how long can things continue in this fashion?
Sure.
I think for now, our plea is for government to assist, for government to lend a hand. I saw an interview from one of the departments, I think it was the Department of Health, and they were saying that almost all their hospitals' budget for petrol and diesel has been depleted. And if they are battling, you can just imagine what's happening to undertakers and small businesses. So, you know, the gentleman was saying that they have put a request to the Treasury to make funds available for hospital budgets.
Yeah, let us understand that, how hospitals and mortuaries impact you. Your members are reporting that corpses are fetched from government mortuaries, hospitals in a decomposing state because these resources that you are talking about are limited. And they have to spend money on costly chemicals to ensure that families receive the bodies in a good state. So that's another knock-on impact and cost to you, which you then obviously put on to your clients. Is that not correct?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, that's a very big challenge because, you know, we can no longer absorb any of the costs. And embalming costs money. The morticians to embalm are anything from 1,005 upwards, depending on where you are based in South Africa. And this is now becoming a national problem where we are now resorting to embalming the bodies so that it can assist us with preservation of the bodies.
Sure.
I know that our colleagues have put a motion forward where they are requesting families to bury their loved ones within 4 days. Unfortunately, as our association, we do not support that motion, as we do not believe that it is a solution to the current problem that we are facing. However, there are families who are able to bury their loved ones within 4 days or 3 days of the death being reported. That's okay. But a number of families across the country depend on insurances, so they have to go and claim. And one of the challenges you find is that you remove a body now and then you go and do death registration. You find that Home Affairs is offline.
Yeah.
And you cannot, I mean, they because they're load shedding. So you find that you cannot do the death certificate on that particular day, so you have to move it to the following day. A death claim takes 24 hours to 48 hours to be processed. And they also having challenges with load shedding as well with their systems. So that goes up to 72 hours. So you find that, you know, the families are not having a good end of the stick because everything is now being passed on to them. And the pressure for the clients and the families has now increased. You are now having to deal with grieving. You are now having to deal with squabbling to try and get the money to pay for the services of the burial. You know, it's just becoming more and more and more. And it sort of seems like we are taking them back to the times of COVID, where, you know, the families did not have a choice of how much time they have to prepare the budgets or prepare money for the burial services. And we have to bear in mind that some of our families depend on other family members to come through so that they are able to come up with the funds to be able to pay for our services. So that takes slightly longer than 4 days. So that's why we as NAFUPA, we see that we are burdening the families a bit more. Yeah. Everything is now being passed on to the families. So
Can I ask you, are you saying, so where you can have the funeral planned within 4 days of the death, that is going to assist with the kind of challenges that your members are experiencing at this moment in time? I'm chatting with Dadudu Maganu, spokesperson for the National Funeral Practitioners Association. Apart from burial, what other options are there to family members?
There's an option of cremation, but you know, with us Africans, you know, with our traditions as well, not a lot of people are pro cremation, so that's not an option for most of us, for the majority actually. There's less than 10% of Africans who cremate their loved ones. So that is a challenge, because if it was a cremation, that could be done quicker, but if it's not a cremation, there's plans that need to be made so that for the burial. So our burials have a lot of tradition in them, so that takes longer for the arrangements to be made.
Is pressure going to come to bear where we may need to rethink some of these cultural traditions that we are stuck in?
I suppose, but I mean, do we have the time, when do we start the engagement? And if you have a tradition that's been there for more than 500 years or more, how much time do you think we have to sensitize our clients on that, introduce that, and some of our clients don't even want to hear about it.
Sure, some of you, people that are living in urban centres may be kind of open to alternatives more so than rural people, but the challenges are also in the urban centres more so, are they not?
Yes, yes, because of the amount of people in the urban centers. And, the pressure is everywhere. And I think we need to have a discussion where government is open to sit down with us. I had in one of the interviews, the gentleman from the department was saying that if they make provision for undertakers, then private hospitals will also be saying, but government come and see and have assist us as well. I think that's ridiculous. The government should be able to see the challenges that we are facing. They should be able to say, we are able to lend a hand. Let us look at inverters. Let us look at alternative methods of powering these mortuaries. We need to go back to the table, sit down, and come up with solutions that can help us, because this is not a 12-month problem. It's a 3-year problem or more. So we need to be looking at what can we do that will not burden our families more than they are already burdened.
I got you. And we're going to have to rest it there, unfortunately, Dadudu Maganu, and that is how load shedding is impacting funerals.